From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, and welcome to our program. We will continue our study of heaven in our series of studies entitled The Central Doctrines of the Christian Faith this evening. But before we do that, we will have another extract from the testimony of Robert Bell. I would like, first of all, to tell you of our programs next week. Because it will be Christmas Eve next Monday, I'm going to speak on special subjects in the morning and in the evening. In the morning, the subject will be the birth of Christ, when? And then in the evening time, the birth of Christ, why? Those are two special subjects next week here on Let the Bible Speak. Now, back to tonight's program and the testimony of Robert Bell. The extract I am about to play contains a sad and tragic event. It had a profound impact upon him. It was the death of his sister Jennifer. Please send for the free tape of Robert's testimony. I will be most happy to send it to you. Now, here's Robert Bell.
In 1983, our family was to be devastated by the death of my sister, Jennifer. And Jennifer was 25 years of age, and it was on the 9th of June, 1983. And Jennifer hadn't been too well for some weeks up to that. She had a liver problem, and we didn't realise that it was as serious as what it was. But on the 9th of June, 1983, it was about 5:30 in the evening. Jennifer had hemorrhaged inside, and the whole blood seemed to have come up from her inside. And Daddy, he said he would ring the doctor, ring for an ambulance. And I was up the stairs with Jennifer. This is when these wasted years that I had spent really hit me in the head, because I can remember standing at the bedroom door. And Jennifer was in her bed, and I said to Jennifer, "Are you going to be all right?" And Jennifer just looked at me, and with tears in her eyes, she said no. And Jennifer never spoke from that day on, for she went into a coma, and she was taken to the Minister Hospital, and they tried blood transfusion after blood transfusion after blood transfusion, but it was to no avail, for Jennifer kept bringing the blood back up again. Jennifer then was taken from intensive care until a wee, small, individual room, and there she was placed on a life support machine. And on the 13th of June, 1983, at about 9:15, the specialist said that there was no point in keeping the machine running on. But over that time, there was a mission being held, and the Reverend Sam Workman was the man that was running the mission, and I had some cousins who I knew to be true Christians. And they had asked us just before Jennifer died, would they mind if this man, Reverend Sam Workman, came to speak with Jennifer. And I can remember being in the room and hearing this man preach and pray, something that I had never heard preached or prayed before. But as I stand here, I don't know whether Jennifer received the Lord Jesus Christ or not. She never, ever came out of the coma. And that night, at 9:15, the machines were switched off. And Jennifer, who was 25 years of age, was ushered out until eternity. And Jennifer was a catering manager, had just got a good job, and as we thought, and Mommy and Daddy thought, she had her whole life in front of her. God spoke to me at that time. I remember those cousins coming to me and telling us about our need of salvation. And I can remember the home, the wake for the 3 days afterwards, how those particular people cried and cried and cried. And it's only the night that I got saved that I really knew what those people were crying about, because they were crying over Jennifer not knowing was she saved or was she out into a lost eternity.
We continue our study of the central doctrines of the Christian faith, and the topic we have come to is that of heaven. Last week we considered how that there are three heavens: the air above us where the birds are, outer space where the planets and stars orbit, and then God's dwelling place, which is spoken of in the Bible as the third heaven. And it is to the third heaven that the Lord Jesus ascended when he bid farewell to his disciples on the Mount of Olives. And it's from that heaven he will one day return. It is also to this heaven that every true child of God goes when they die. Proof of this is seen in the words of the Lord Jesus to the dying thief upon the cross who had just been converted. The Savior said to him, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." We're going to go a little further in our study today, and I want to, first of all, emphasize a very important truth, and it is this: heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Let's divide that statement into two. First of all, it's a prepared place. The Savior is engaged in preparing a place in heaven for his people right now. Those famous words in John chapter 14, where the Savior said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." And then he goes on to say in verse 2, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." That is where the Savior presently is, and that is what the Savior is presently doing. He's in his Father's house, and he's preparing a place for his people. In Matthew chapter 25 and the verse 34, we have a scene depicting the end of this age and the return of Christ. "Then shall the King say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." How glorious must be the place upon which God has lavished so much loving care. Christ is personally preparing it, and it has been the subject of his preparation from the foundation of the world. Here's God's description of heaven. You'll find it in Revelation chapter 21 and the verses 1 to 7. They are so sweet and precious that it is important I read them. "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." That's Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 7. Here, then, is the heaven to which God is bringing his people. It is a prepared place, a place that he has prepared from before the foundations of the earth. It is for a prepared people. Many people assume that they're on their way to heaven simply because they have a link with the church, simply because of some ritual that took place in their life when they were an infant, totally unaware of it taking place. They think that that forms a guarantee of their getting to heaven. But that is not the teaching of the Word of God. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Back to Revelation chapter 21, this time the verse 8. "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Verse 27 of this same chapter reads, And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they that are written in the Lamb's book of life. The Lord Jesus said to a religious leader on one occasion, John chapter 3 and the verse 3, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. There needs to be a change wrought in each one of us before we can ever enter heaven, before we can even see the kingdom of God. Sinful man must be changed before he can be permitted to enter heaven. The nature of that change is set down in God's word. It is a spiritual change. God says, A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. That's Ezekiel chapter 36 and the verse 26. Here's a New Testament text, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. It is a spiritual change, a new heart, God says, I will give you. And it is a change, let me also point out to you, that only God can make. Ezekiel chapter 36, the verse 26 again. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. This is a change that God must work in us. Paul wrote to the Ephesian Christians, and he said, By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We are altered, we are changed by the power and grace of God. We are made new creatures, and thus prepared for heaven. It's a change, I might add, that is only completed upon our entrance into heaven. I think I must leave the developing of this point until the next time we take up the subject. But please remember that you cannot assume you're going to heaven simply because of some ritual. There needs to be that work of grace wrought within us, whereby we have become new creatures. For only new creatures will get into God's new heaven. May God bless His word to your heart. Do remember, send for the tape and tune in again next week for those special subjects. Good night and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.